It was the morning of the fifth day since Kuros's entrapment, and Gratach had left the Brolturan compound and, alone, climbed newly cut steps to the crest of a ridge overlooking the sea and southern approaches. Now he was inside a dilapidated stone building with the clarified Teshak, waiting for a subspace comm device to find a specific signal. As before, no words were spoken. An implicit silence held sway. An alert chimed. Gratach and Teshak exchanged a look and moved in closer to the device contained within an opened-up transport case. A holoscreen appeared above a basic console. In its soft blue plane, a shiny disc spun, a ready-state graphic. Then was replaced by a pale-skinned man in a dark uniform, a monochrome image. He stared out at them.
"The greatly esteemed clarified Teshak," he said in a high, melodic voice, "and his companion must surely be the notable General Gratach, who is yet to take the ascension, if I am not mistaken."
"Quite correct, clarified Dasorn," said Teshak. "It might be advisable to wait until we have been removed to a more controlled environment before completing our brother's clarification."
"Of course," Dasorn said. "To that end, another vessel has been added to the carrier battle group. An attack ship tasked to retrieve you from the planet's surface on arrival, with the tactical situation permitting."
"Understood. Although I am unclear as to why we are conversing with your clarified self rather than our illustrious superiors on Isseri."
A faint smile crossed Dasorn's features.
"Negotiations with the traditionalist factions have reached a delicate stage," he said. "Our superiors are under pressure and also under close observation. Therefore, responsibility for your continuity has been passed to me."
Teshak nodded.
"Respected Dasorn, am I correct in thinking that you are currently on board a vessel, one of your Sunai automata, perhaps?"
"Your perceptions overcome the limitations of our connection, diligent Teshak," said Dasorn. "I am indeed on the bridge of the Sunai implementation ship, Edge, and I am accompanied by another two craft, the Hook and the Point. We are in pursuit of a Vox Humana flotilla, which is carrying the entire population of the human enclave on Pyre, a clear-cut demonstration of plunder, as well as the loss of commercial assets. The abduction represents an issue of extreme political sensitivity, which is why we are tracking them down into hyperspace."
From his niche of darkness, Kuros noticed open puzzlement on Teshak's face.
"But the Vox Humana do not possess hyperspace boundary technology."
"True, but the Raug do."
"Ah, so they are now openly interfering in our design. They could prove to be a serious obstacle."
Dasorn's faint smile came and went once more.
"No need for concern. There is a plan. A long-overdue solution which will remove that flaw from the patterns of our design. In the meantime, the first stages of the conflict are proceeding on schedule. History drives the imbecile into our deadly arms, although it appears that their fleet will now arrive after the Hegemony carrier group, not before. The clash will still result in a Hegemony defeat. Reports will prompt the Brolturans to enter the fray alongside advance elements of the Hegemony fleet, which will soon be joined by an Earth Sphere adjunct.